Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott.
I need you to put all the cash in a bag for me. You, pies. Give me some of the good pies.
This is Dougie's sister, Megan.
Oh, this is some classy... Jeez, Megan. I'm sorry, I want to apologize. I'm not even confident of which end that came out of. Could you just close the door on the way out?
I'll shut the door on you. Will you lay down here, put your head in the door? And I'll slam it about 157,000 times.
Clips of Melissa McCarthy from her latest movie, Tammy, her Oscar-nominated role as Megan in the 2011 hit Bridesmaids, and alongside Sandra Bullock in the 2013 buddy cop movie, The Heat. McCarthy, often called America's plus-size sweetheart, has publicly dismissed criticisms of her size in interviews, while simultaneously starring in raunchy comedies that use her weight as the punchline. Freelance writer and editor Laura Bogart asked whether Melissa McCarthy can indeed be a role model for body acceptance. Laura wrote, "Is Melissa McCarthy a big sellout?" which ran on the website Dame Magazine. Laura Bogart, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So this is, your article begins with a personal story for you, contemplating dressing as a movie character. Want to tell us about that?
Yeah, so I'm a big Quentin Tarantino fan, and I'm a huge Kill Bill fan. It's my favorite movie, and I had seen the movie so many times in theaters that when a group of friends decided we were going to dress as the Deadly Viper Assassination Squad, I was in sort of naturally picked to be the bride, who in Kill Bill Volume 1, as you recall, wears that wonderful...
That yellow tracksuit,
which is inspired by Bruce Lee in one of his last movies. And we were, like, really excited talking about this. And, you know, I, as I say in the piece, I am a plus-size woman myself. And, you know, an acquaintance who was with the group, you know, sort of made a comment, well, are you sure you can really wear that, basically, to the effect of, you know, a woman my size should not be wearing a suit like that. And it really sort of took the wind out of my sails and the excitement about dressing up that way. So, you know, I ended up going as just, you know, your garden variety zombie that year instead of, you know, doing what I really wanted to do, which was going as Uma in all of her grandeur.
Well, not a lot of examples of plus-size actors. So when you saw Melissa McCarthy in Bridesmaids, you were looking forward to seeing a plus-size star. What did you think of her role?
Well, you know, I remember seeing the posters of that movie and sort of walking past it and thinking, oh, you know, here's someone who looks like me. And when I went to the movie, you know, I've got to be honest, I was pretty horrified at that character, you know, the walking, talking stereotype that we have of women of size. You know, she's very loud, she's abrasive, she's obsessed with food, she doesn't dress well, she's rough-hewn. You know, when she expresses her sexuality and her desire, it's shown as gross and funny instead of just being an honest display of desire and, you know, feeling attracted to people. I was really hurt. You know, I think that's the word. I was really, really hurt by what I saw.
So it felt personal for you. Why? There was something about laughing at her rather than laughing with her that struck you as personal?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I live in a culture where, you know, a size 12 is considered the beginning point of plus size in some instances. And, you know, I'm a size 24, so I don't see representations of myself and my body type on screen very often. And, you know, growing up and struggling with weight as I've grown up, you know, these are the things that I always sort of had to deal with and the, you know, stereotypes that I would encounter. And to see them sort of writ large in that way and to see someone with my body type, you know, not just enduring them, but perpetuating them and being complicit in the display of them for such a large audience and for such a large screen, it felt really personal. It felt really deeply hurtful.
But yet in interviews, Melissa McCarthy has admonished the fashion industry for not making clothes in her size, come out against critics who focus on her weight. but then portrays these characters whose weight is the stereotypical punchline. Well, what's the message that she's sending to plus-sized women?
Well, you know, that's a really interesting point. Like, I read her recent interview with People magazine, and she talked very explicitly about being an Oscar-nominated and an Emmy award-winning actress who could not find designers who were willing to, you know, clothe her for these big events. And, you know, she even talks about, well, you know, I want something that doesn't look like a tent. I want something that fits me well, which is something that I relate to, and I think a lot of women of size absolutely relate to. And then in a movie like Tammy, she's slovenly. And in fact, there's a plot point that hinges on the fact that she wears this sort of gross T-shirt, that Mahalo T-shirt that she's wearing in the teaser trailer. And it basically sends the message that, you know, we can talk the talk, but at the end of the day, you know, this is what fat women get. We get the tent dresses, we get the ugly clothes, and it's funny.
We're talking with the freelance writer and editor Laura Bogart about Melissa McCarthy, the so-called America's plus-size sweetheart. And Laura's article asks whether Melissa McCarthy is disappointing the many fans that are looking to her as a role model for body acceptance instead of, again, playing the funny fat lady. Laura, let's acknowledge that there is often a difference between personal feelings, advocacy, self-image, and the limitations of Hollywood movie roles.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, you know, Melissa McCarthy may feel like she has to play these kind of roles.
Well, you know, the thing that's interesting about that is that she and her husband co-wrote Tammy, and her husband directed it. So she was in a unique position with Tammy where she was able to sort of create the character that she wanted to. And the movie has not done well critically, and it's not done well at the box office. And I think that what that shows us is that there are a lot of people who are ready for something fresh and ready for something new from her. And a lot of the response that I've gotten from my article, you know, people writing me, you know, people who know me coming and talking to me, they're saying, you know, I completely agree with you. I'm sort of tired of seeing her do the same role over and over again. So I think that now there is a consensus of people who want something different from her. And we can look to the success of her show, Mike and Molly, which I think is going into its fourth or fifth year. It's a very popular and successful sitcom, and it hits all the pleasure spots that a typical sitcom hits. And, you know, yes, she's a woman of size in that show, and yes, they meet at Overeaters Anonymous, but by and large, she's allowed to be just a typical woman in a sitcom, and she deals with all of the things that, you know, women in sitcoms deal with, getting along with her in-laws, you know, finding the career that suits her. She has these plot lines and these storylines that are contingent on things that are not based on her weight, and the show is incredibly popular.
Hold that thought for a minute, because I'd like to talk about television. Here's a clip from an episode of Louis C.K.'s show that got a lot of attention. In the episode, he's out on a date with this plus-sized waitress that he met at a comedy club, and she's smart and she's funny, and after asking him out several times, he goes out with her. Here's their conversation.
You're not fat.
Ah, oh, damn it. That is so disappointing, Louis.
You're not. I mean...
Louie, do you know what the meanest thing is you can say to a fat girl? You're not fat. I mean, come on, buddy.
I'm sorry.
Laura Bogart, that episode of Louis C.K. was applauded for its courage, its sensitivity. Do you think that that was deserved?
You know, I have a lot of feelings about that episode. I'm a fan of Louis, and I admire him for trying to take on this issue. And the thing that I really like about that episode is that it definitely looks at sort of double standards that we have between men of size and women of size. And the character even calls him out on that at one point, saying, you know, a man of your size is still considered attractive. You can go into the comedy clubs and you're still funny. And it's exponentially harder for someone like me. And I think, by and large, the first part of that, you know, where she's talking to him, it's good to me up until the point where she says, you know, I don't really want a boyfriend or a husband. You know, she says, I just want someone to hold my hand. And, you know, I watched that, you know, as a viewer, and my heart just sort of sunk because I thought, really? that's all you want? You know, she pursued him pretty avidly throughout the show. He turns her down like twice. And then she goes and gets these hockey tickets. She knows that he'll be hard pressed to resist. And so I sat there and thought, you know, you've been pursuing this guy pretty hard. It seems to me like maybe you want more. And especially since she talks to him at one point, you know, he says, you know, I've been with fat women before. And she calls him on it and says, you know, maybe you've had sex with fat women, but you've never walked hand in hand with one in daylight. And that was also an incredibly powerful and resonant line for me.
So, of course, we have this double standard. I mean, if Melissa McCarthy's movie was called Tommy instead of Tammy, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But what would you have Melissa McCarthy do? You know, among the commenters of your article, many said, okay, so what is she supposed to become, some sort of advocate for oversized women? Why are you having Melissa McCarthy stand for so much?
Well, you know, the thing is, Melissa McCarthy is incredibly visible. And, you know, whether she likes it or not, she's sort of the first one out of the gate. She's talked very eloquently about, you know, being a woman of size and struggling with that. And I think as an artist, I'd like to see her maybe tap into some of that empathy and think, what can I do? And what can I do is actually really just expanding herself artistically and creating more nuanced roles that would challenge her as an actress and a comedian. You know, I often see her compared to Adam Sandler or Will Ferrell. The thing that people forget about that is that Adam Sandler did Punch Drunk Love and Will Ferrell did Stranger Than Fiction, which are sort of movies outside of their wheelhouse. So I'd like to see her sort of move in that direction and play real women. They don't have to be ideals or exemplars of anything, but I think she's an incredibly talented performer and a very deft comedian when she's allowed to be. And I'd like to see her sort of create some of the roles for herself where she gets to be more nuanced.
Laura Bogart, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Laura Bogart is a writer and an editor. Her article on Dame magazine, Is Melissa McCarthy a Big Sellout?, has appeared in several other places online. You can find a link to read it for yourself at wordofmouthradio.org.